Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing and you say, "Goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well," but then you don't give that person any food or clothing, what good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. Christians use a lot of words. Preaching, singing, praying, and fellowship all involve oceans of words, and that's fine on one condition. And if that condition is not met, then we should be quiet. Words must translate into action. You can preach the finest sermon, sing the most beautiful song of worship, pray the most articulate prayer, and enjoy the warmest fellowship, but if godly actions don't result, then it was all a dangerous waste of time. Don't you love James? He doesn't know how to beat around the bush. He goes straight for the jugular every time. He wants to see every Christian busily involved in turning their fine words into action. He is appalled at the thought that someone who claims to love God could see a Christian brother or sister in need and do nothing about it. It should never happen. I wonder how that translates into our situation today. Many of the early Christians were poor. Probably many of them were slaves. And without a welfare state, it was easy for them to fall on hard times. Life today is clearly different from the first century. But despite the many benefits of modern life, there are still many people with debt problems, physical and mental health issues, relationship struggles, and fears about the future. It's good to tell people that we pray for them and to wish them well, but we must take action. Happily, we're not alone in this. These days, there is an incredible number of wonderful charities that seek to give practical and specific help in Jesus' name. Whatever our gifts, we are all able to do something. And if we're serious about following Jesus, then we must find out what that something is. Gracious Lord, forgive us for the times when we have failed to turn our faith into action. In the power of your Spirit, help us to live for you today. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.